Manu Patra alerts dated the 17th of October 2017. Supreme Court has directed Supertech Limited to refund around 1 crore rupees to Abau for delay in giving possession of a flat in its Noida project. Delhi High Court, while expressing displeasure over the action taken by a Delhi Assembly Committee against a senior IAS officer, has said that the unholy fight between the centre and the Delhi government could demoralise the bureaucracy. Himachal Pradesh High Court has banned wall writings, pasting of posters, cutouts, hoarding, banners and political flags on government property and directed the state's chief electoral officer, CEO, to ensure strict compliance of the order during the 9th of November assembly polls. Kerala High Court, while holding Nokukuli illegal, has ruled that payments to Headload Workers Union should only be made through bank accounts, and that too only after production of details of Aadhaar card, PAN card, etc. Delhi High Court, while setting aside an order passed by the District Advisory Committee, which had cancelled the registration of a private hospital on allegations of conducting a prenatal test, has termed the punishment too harsh. Telangana and Andhra Pradesh High Court has agreed to a proposal submitted by the Board of Control for Cricket in India and Hyderabad Cricket Association to compensate the latter's Committee of Administrators, COA, to the tune of 1 lakh rupees per working day. Madras High Court has upheld the levy of sales tax on sale of REP license under the provisions of the Tamil Nadu General Sales Tax Act. Central government has notified that goods and services tax, GST, is payable on supply of services provided by overseeing committee, OCE, members to RBI under reverse charge mechanism, RCM. Government has extended the benefit of composition scheme to the persons providing exempted services under the new goods and services tax, GST, regime.